Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for our 5-Minute Friday, and it's almost back to school time, so today on our 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to talk to you all about the ABCDEs and melanoma. So school time, let's review the ABCs of melanoma. Most of you know what melanoma is. It's a skin cancer. It is deadly. And what better time than the end of summer to review what are the most important features to look for on your skin to see if potentially you could have a problem or a warning sign of a melanoma. Melanoma can be super deadly. It's one of the worst skin cancers to get. But if it's caught in time, early preventative measures can give us very high detection rates and very high cure rates. So I think melanoma warning signs are super important for everyone to know. The 5-year survival rate for patients who get a melanoma detected early is 98%. And if melanoma spreads distantly, that rate can drop to 60%. So it's super important to know your A, B, C, D, and E's. So let's go over what are the features of abnormal skin growths that you need to look for. So if you remember the mnemonic of the alphabet, the A, B, C, D, E's, A is for asymmetry, B is for border change, C is for color, D is for diameter or darkness, and E is for evolution or evolving change. And this is a really great mnemonic because it's easy to remember. This information comes to us from skincancerfoundation.org, and you can definitely go online and read about skin cancer on their website. So starting with the A's, remember that A stands for asymmetry. Most melanomas or skin lesions are asymmetrical. So if you draw a line cutting the lesion in half, the left side and the right side don't match. Normal moles look very symmetric, smooth. The edges are similar. The two halves should match. So if it looks different on either side, that's asymmetry. That's one warning sign. Another warning sign is B, B for borders. Melanoma borders tend to be very uneven and irregular. In skin cancer, things grow wildly and the edges are not normal and smooth. A normal mole kind of typically has a very even, smooth border. And melanoma borders tend to be irregular, like scalloped and sharp and pointing and definitely not smooth. C is for color. And typically, moles can be all different colors, varying from pale tan to dark to very dark. But the various shades of brown, tan, or black are normal. Very, very dark pigmented black, blue-black lesions typically are not normal. So melanomas can even become irregular colors like red, white, or blue tinge. So sometimes color is difficult to detect. But benign moles are usually only one or two shades of brown. And there are many varying shades within one growth in melanoma. So one little growth can have varying shades of brown, tan, black, and irregular, all kinds of different colors popping up. This is something that if you're not sure, you definitely should just go in for a skincare check with your doctor. D is for diameter or darkness. Usually when melanomas are first detected, they are small. They can be the size of a pencil eraser or about a quarter inch in diameter. Even smaller than that is possible, but anything that grows bigger than a pencil eraser in diameter is typically going to be a skin lesion that you want to get checked. You might have had a lesion for a long, long time, a mole or a lump or the growth that's been there for years and years. And typically something that's very long-standing and unchanging is not something to worry about. However, if you're not sure and you have a growth or a mole that's bigger than a pencil eraser size, you should go in and have it checked. Sometimes melanomas can be small, and anything that has those asymmetric border changes, color variation, or diameter issues should get checked. And then, of course, E is for evolution or evolving lesions. So any growth on your skin that's changing, whether it's size, shape, color, height, like it's growing taller, the scaliness, itchiness, bleeding, crusting, non-healing. You scrape it, it goes away, it comes back. These are all warning signs. And if you don't have the ability to have your back checked or your areas that you can't see easily, you need to have a friend or a partner check for you and just look for changes in skin lesions. It's always great to take a picture on your cell phone because sometimes people will come in and they can't really describe what's been going on. But if you have a photograph, it's a way of photo documenting changes, irregularities, or problems with the skin. So I definitely recommend that, using your camera as a tool. And if you see any of these warning signs, please get them checked out. Remember, it's easy to do a skin biopsy. Mostly a skin biopsy is just a quick shot of numbing, a little shave or a pinch, and sending something to the lab. And it's so simple to save somebody's life that way. So that's the end of summer. Back to school time is here. There's no better time to get yourself in shape with good skincare check. Remember to continue to apply your sunscreen every 2 hours. A typical good amount of sunscreen to apply for the face would be the size of a tablespoon. And that sounds like a lot, but you do need to start with that as a base layer. And a typical amount for the full body would be a shot glass. So make sure you're not underdoing it. Make sure you're applying every 2 hours. Make sure to apply sunscreen on these areas that we never think of, like the top of the ears, the bridge of the nose, the lips themselves can get skin cancers, and definitely the chest and décolleté to avoid the leathery chest appearance. The sun exposure and damage that you get now in your 20s, 30s, at a young age is going to show up when you're older in your 40s and 50s as damage, wrinkles, brown spots, fine lines, and more importantly than that, sometimes skin cancers. So there you have it. That's our 5-Minute Friday, and those are the A, B, C, D, and E's of skincare. Time for back to school. Review your ABCs. Check someone you love. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.